Speaking tour, the struggle for socialism in Nigeria. Hassan Tewosau Ito, of the Democratic Socialist Movement in Nigeria, the Socialist Party of England and Wales' sister party, is speaking at meetings across the country. Friday the 19th of May, London, 7 p.m, Portsoken Community Centre, 20 Little Somerset Street, London, E1-8R. Tuesday the 23rd of May, Brighton, PCS Conference Fringe Meeting, 5 p.m. End of conference, The Old Ship Hotel, 32-238 Kings Road, Brighton, BN1-1NR. Wednesday, the 24th of May, Cardiff, 7:30 p.m, Cadhays Community Centre, Cadhays Terrace, Cardiff. Thursday the 25th of May, Swansea, 7:30 p.m, Difatti Community Centre, Chapel Street, Swansea, Sub 1, 1NB. Monday the 29th of May, Leeds, 7 p.m, The Adelphi, 123 Hunslet Road, Leeds, LS 10, 1JQ. Tuesday the 30th of May, Leicester, 7 p.m, Secular Hall, Humberston Gate, Le 1, 1WB. Wednesday the 31st of May, Birmingham, 7 p.m, Top Floor of the Wellington, Bennett's Hill, Birmingham City Centre, B2, 5SN. Thursday the 1st of June, University West of Scotland, Paisley, 4:30 p.m. UWAS Paisley Student Union, Level 2, Story Street. Thursday the 1st of June, Glasgow, 7 p.m, Glasgow City Centre, Red Rosses, 195 London Road, G40, 1PA. Nigeria is a country of huge natural and human resources. Yet under capitalism it provides huge profits for Western oil companies and a corrupt elite at the top of Nigerian society, while the majority of its population suffer terrible poverty, hardly functioning infrastructure, corrupt politicians, and growing conflicts. One of the two biggest economies in Africa, its population is already estimated at over 210 million, making it the 7th most populous country in the world. By 2050 it is predicted to surpass 400 million. More than half of all Nigerians, and two-thirds of the young, are unemployed or underemployed. The recent elections took place amid widespread currency shortages, causing enormous hardship for the majority. Following the elections, the new president has been declared as Bola Tinubu, who was the candidate of the current ruling party, the All Progressives Congress, APC. However, the deep disillusionment with all the establishment politicians was reflected in the very low turnout of only 27% of registered voters. This means, even according to inaccurate official figures, Tinubu was elected by less than 10% of those with voting cards. Another indication of the huge discontent was the numbers who voted for a candidate outside the duopoly of the two main parties. Peter Obi, candidate of the Labour Party, came a close third with over 6 million votes. In the mega city of Lagos, which has been Tinubu's power base, Obi came first. Many young people, who took to the streets against police corruption in the 2020 End SARS movement, saw Obi as different to the other corrupt capitalist politicians. However, his program was not fundamentally different to that of the other two candidates, and, contrary to the image he projects, he was named in the Pandora Papers as a result of this his involvement in offshore tax havens. The Democratic Socialist Movement, while it sympathized with young people enthused by Obi, did not therefore call for a vote for him in the election. Instead it gave critical support to the smaller, left campaign of Omoil Sao standing for the African Action Congress. Preparing for mass struggles, the Nigerian working class has a proud history of struggle, including numerous general strikes. Now the Democratic Socialist Movement is campaigning to urgently prepare the workers' movement for the struggles to come. Tinubu has pledged to increase petrol prices, to impose higher tuition fees, and introduce loans for students, and to implement other attacks on the living standards of the majority. The trade union movement, working people, youth and pro-masses organizations have to be prepared to resist his anti-poor economic policies. Most importantly, such a struggle against Tinubu's anti-poor capitalist plan has to be linked with the building of mass working people's party on a socialist program, to harness the enormous potential wealth of Nigeria, to meet the needs of the majority, rather than the profits of a corrupt few. This is an urgent step that the working masses must take if Nigeria, which is embroiled in ethno-religious crisis and insecurity, is to be saved from going down the road of barbaric violence and turmoil.